Disney's ABC under pressure to fire Whoopi Goldberg after she defends saying Holocaust wasn't racially motivated. By David Ng on December 27, 2022. Disney's ABC is coming under pressure to fire The View's Whoopi Goldberg after she doubled down on her comments about the Holocaust, claiming in a recent interview that the murder of 6 million Jewish people during World War II wasn't racially motivated. In a recent interview with the Sunday Times of London, Whoopi Goldberg defended the remarks she made on The View in January, saying that she doesn't believe the Jewish race exists and that you could not tell a Jew on a street, "You could find me. You couldn't find them." Since the interview ran on Saturday, there have been growing calls for Goldberg to apologize again, and for Disney-owned ABC to fire Goldberg, with the hashtag #FireWhoopi appearing on social media. Goldberg's remarks to the Sunday Times echo earlier remarks she made in January on ABC's The View that led to her receiving a 2-week suspension from the show. Goldberg apologized on air and issued an apology on Twitter at the time, saying, "I'm sorry for the hurt I have caused." But the tweet has since been deleted. The Sunday Times asked Goldberg about her controversial comments, asking if she still believes what she said. "My best friend said, 'Not for nothing is there no box on the census for the Jewish race. So that leads me to believe that we're probably not a race,'" she told the newspaper. When the interviewer pushed back saying Nazis saw Jews as a race, Goldberg replied, "Yes, but that's the killer, isn't it? The oppressor is telling you what you are. Why are you believing them? They're Nazis. Why believe what they're saying?" She added, "It doesn't change the fact that you could not tell a Jew on a street. You could find me. You couldn't find them." The Whoopi Goldberg controversy is the latest publicity crisis for the Walt Disney Company, which has experienced a nonstop parade of bad news during 2022. The company is facing weak profitability for the foreseeable future, a development that prompted the recent firing of CEO Bob Chapek and the return of former CEO Bob Iger. Disney also picked an ill-advised fight with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, over the state's anti-grooming parental rights in education law. The company has increasingly embraced radical LGBTQ activism and has incorporated transgender ideology into its entertainment for children. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.